we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our topic, the sexual revolution. The United States is in the middle of a sexual revolution. Births to mothers of ages 16 and 17 have increased 25% in the past 15 years, but births to mothers under the age of 16 have increased 80%. Altogether, 1.3 million teenagers were pregnant last year. In another area, pornography remains almost unchecked. Typical of the problem here is the recent decision of the New York Court of Appeals ruling that it is unconstitutional to ban the use of children in sexually explicit movies unless the material is declared legally obscene according to community standards. The difficulty here is that no standard exists whereby pornography can be condemned, and so it continues virtually unchecked. In still another area, clinics abound throughout the nation where abortions are performed to terminate pregnancies. 30% of these clinics abort the fetus up to 10 weeks into the pregnancy. Even though the practice of our country shows that the moral standards have shrunk into almost non-existence, the Bible still boldly rings forth the fact that sin is sin and that God has not changed. The Bible still condemns adultery. The Bible still condemns prostitution. The Bible still condemns homosexuality as sin. The Bible still forbids incest. Over and over again, we find that God's moral standards are pure, that He wants His people to avoid the lower standards of this world. Because God's standards are pure, Christians have certain responsibilities placed upon them. I've mentioned this before this week, but today I'd like to sum them up and give them all together. In the first place, we're to avoid the practice of immorality. It makes no difference whether we're talking about infidelity or premarital sex. God's standard of purity calls believers to a life of faithfulness to Him. In the second place, Christian parents have the responsibility of teaching their children to follow the moral standards of the Word of God. Many parents never bother to formally train their children in this area, but if you fail, the world will teach them in your place. You must take advantage of a good church, of family devotions, of the opportunity of setting a consistent example, if you want your children to hold the same moral standards that the Bible sets forth. If you fail to teach them, your children will fail to maintain moral practices later on. In the third place, believers should oppose sin in every way that they're able. Pastors should preach against immorality. Christians should speak out against filthy movies and television, against immoral entertainment such as dances and beach parties, against community practices that might draw young people into sin. It's not enough to shake your head and long for the old days. You've got to actively oppose sin. At the same time, you should promote decency and wholesomeness in your community, again, by speaking in favor of clean activities and by lending your support where you can. Finally, you should use your influence upon your friends to help them resist temptation. Often a word or two of advice can give encouragement or help someone make a decision. You have a responsibility to your friends. Personal purity, teaching children, opposing sin, supporting wholesomeness, using influence. Let me encourage you to do what you can to overthrow the sexual revolution.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.